You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we have the privilege of joining Deb Sofield, who is a keynote speaker, author, radio talk show host, and corporate presentations coach who trains women and men for success in speaking, presentation skills, and message development. Deb, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much, and I so enjoy listening to your show.
That's certainly good to hear. So in your book, Speak Without Fear, you talk about the old way and the new ways of public speaking. Can you explain that a little further?
Sure. You know, Eric, so many times people will walk up to you and say, oh, let's work on your elevator speech. Now listen, if anyone says that to you, run away. That is the old way of speaking. And here's why. Your audience doesn't have time for you to build to wow. So I say this, not only am I a national speaker, but I'm an executive speech coach. And I say to folks all the time, if you wouldn't pay to go hear your coach speak, you got the wrong coach. Because the reality is you and I both know that people's attention span is very short, and we have got to capture them. So we talk about the old ways and the new ways. The old ways gave people an opportunity to warm up and to break in and to finally get there. The new way does not provide for that. You know, you think about it. Why is Twitter taken off so much? Because folks really want the short and the sweet. You know, as you well know, in business, time is money. And your business meetings years ago might have lasted 45 minutes. You'd be lucky to get 10 to 15 with any executive friend. Have you thought about what is the key message you need to leave? And that's the new way versus the old.
Tell me this, Deb, why do people have such a fear about speaking?
You know, it's funny. They say speaking in public is about as scary as people dying. And I'm like, really? But you can live through this because you and I make presentations every day. Think about it. Whether it's at our kids' soccer game, in line at the coffee shop, we make presentations every day. But I tell you where the fear comes. And I see this a lot with clients and, you know, folks in my audience. When your message is lost in so much about you, me, I'm so afraid, you know what? Yes, you will be afraid. But once you realize that your message is more powerful than the messenger, then that fear needs to subside. Because the fact is, I hope you love Deb Sofield. I hope you say, listen, if I'm within an hour of a Deb Sofield seminar, that I'm going to go listen. Because whether you like me or not, my message is strong enough to change your life and to give you opportunity so folks not only will listen, but then they'll go take action. So, Eric, here's what happens. A lot of people are talking, very few people listen, and even less will take action. So you really need to focus on those three areas. But you do that when you realize the value of your message and you're the best voice for that message. People need to hear it from you. And when you realize that, somehow the fear tends to subside. Because then it's not about, oh, what are they going to think about my clothes or my hair or my weight or my... No, they want to hear what you have to impart. And that's the key. Friends, if I can get you to stop thinking about you, and then focus on the value of the message that people need to hear, it'll change everything. I see it happen all the time with my clients.
How about this one? How does one project confidence when speaking?
You know, that's funny. That's one of those age-old questions. But I'll tell you, your mother was right. Stand up tall. I have coined the phrase, powerful people take up physical space. Now think about it. Powerful people take up physical space. In my seminars, I joke, I am truly the youngest of five children. I'm the only girl. And at a young age, I learned how to punch hard and run fast. But I also learned that if my brothers were in the room, they would crowd me out. So as a little kid, my dad would be like, Deb, stand up tall, speak up loud, don't let your brothers run you over. And I was fortunate to have that training when I was younger, but I run into female executives and some guys, by the way, who just seem to think that if they shrink up, somebody will notice them. No, they won't. Now, you don't always have to be the biggest person at the bar, but what I'm looking for is you to have the confidence. Stand up tall, pleasant expression, wear clothes that make you feel good. Know that when you walk in, you have arrived, and that will set you up for great success. The fact is, if you want to project confidence, remember, it's confideo, that's with faith. You must have belief that what you say, what you're going to do, the message you're going to give will change people's lives. And when you have that understanding, it changes you. I got to tell you, it's a beautiful regeneration of the average Joe who walks in and says, today's the day I speak and people will listen and take action. That's the key to great success in today's business and professional world.
Today we are joined by keynote speaker, author, radio talk show host, and corporate presentations coach Deb Sofield, who trains women and men for success in speaking, presentation skills, and message development here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Any good pointers for interviews?
You know, that's great. When you, I'll tell you one thing I've noticed for folks with interviews. If you're going to do an interview, you must very simply think about the simplest thing, and that is you must keep a pleasant expression on your face at all time. You know, I can hear a smile on the telephone. And folks, when you're being interviewed, Eric, they need to understand that that pleasant expression will make folks realize that everything is okay, even in crisis management situations. So I always work with folks to look in the mirror, find what that pleasant look is. You know, most people, that when they are in interviews, they get in a very serious look, and the sides of their mouth come down, their worry line pops out, and they look angry. And I'll tell you, nobody does business with angry people. So, for interviews, pleasant expression. Now, if it's a horrific event, no. But the reality is, most people don't look, when they see themselves on TV, they go, ah, man, I looked angry. No, you've got to keep a pleasant expression. And for interviews, especially on TV or radio, remember on radio, you need to say your name, because they say your name at the beginning and maybe at the end. You're kind enough to do it here in the middle. But the reality is very few people get their name out on radio. And for television, it's very important that you always add this phrase. Ready, Eric? Here's the key. Have me back anytime. Have me back anytime. Because if your audience remembers what you say first and last, no matter how brutal that interview was, a pleasant expression looking right at the interviewer or the camera, and you say, hey, have me back anytime. What does the public remember? Or they assume you won. So that's a key at a Deb Sofield seminar that I make my audience learn and practice and rehearse. And no matter how brutal it was, friend, have me back anytime. You win every time with that statement.
I understand that you do travel internationally for your speaking engagements. Where do you travel to speak?
You know, I do a lot in the Middle East. Middle Eastern by birth and nationality, so I have a very good open door there. I do a lot in Old Europe. So I do speak there, of course, across the Americas, but primarily I'm in the Middle East and Europe.
Absolutely phenomenal. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information, pick up your book, take advantage of your free resources, and to be in touch online?
Thank you so much. So what I'd like to send you to, go to Amazon and type in Speak Without Fear, and my book will show up there. I'm Deb Sofield, Speak Without Fear. It's a good read. It's on Amazon. It's, Eric, what it is, it's my very long presentation on public speaking skills put into book form. You can also check out my website, www.debsofield.com. And Sofield is S as in speaker, O, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D, debsofield.com. And on there I've got videos. You can sign up for my monthly newsletter, which is a great download of a lot of public speaking tips. And then I also have a podcast series. You can go to iTunes, podcast, type in Deb Sofield, and my whole series, Speak Without Fear, which is the title of my radio show, my book, and everything else. Because I believe once you learn to speak without fear, we can change your life. And the byline is rockstar presentation skills to get people to hear what you say.
And in conclusion, Deb, any final words of wisdom for the listeners?
You know what? Thank you. I would say to your listening audience, Eric, here's the deal. 2013 is the year to stop living in silence. Say what needs to be said. Some people need to say, I love you. Some people need to say, I love you still. Some folks need to say they're sorry. Some folks need to be told to grow up and get on with their life. And what's amazing, you might be the only voice that they'll listen to. So 2013 is the year to let go, to live big, to do what you were born to do. And for some of you, that is to learn to speak out loud. So stop living in silence. Speak. Speak out loud and do it often. It'll change you and those around you.
It has been certainly great to have you on the show. We have been speaking with Deb Sofield, who is a keynote speaker, author, radio talk show host, and corporate presentations coach who trains women and men for success in speaking, presentation skills, and message development. And the website of reference, once again, is DebSofield.com. Deb, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Have me back anytime.
And you bet we will. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.